Clark McGregor.
Yeah.
There you are, sir.
Hello, Clark. Mr. President, I'm sorry to bring you the bad news.
I figured it was that.
We lost it 52-47. We lost on the critical vote on Title 10 of Pastore. We lost to Mathias and Case. Five Democrats voted with us. Irvin Byrd, Stennis McClellan, and Eastland. Without the two Republican defections, we'd have been beaten 50-49, just as I anticipated. So it didn't make any difference, but it made 52-47.
We'll have a little fun vetoing it. You're going to be there at breakfast in the morning,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
What about Griffin? Will he stand up for a veto?
Yes.
Will he?
I think he will.
Well,
he was
you know,
strong.
This is his auto thing, though.
I'd talk to him frankly about that tomorrow, Mr. President.
Yeah.
He'd be flattered if you did.
Oh, I'm going to ask him.
And
I'm going to ask them what they think we ought to do.
Good. I got a piece of paper in to you, but I don't need to give you any guidance on what to bring up tomorrow.
No. I'll have the piece of paper too, but we'll go at 8 o'clock. And
I wanted also to be sure that I wasn't exceeding any authority that I should have. Jerry Warren's been concerned about what he should say to the press. And what I did was to take the Ray Price drafted statement that we did not use Saturday, and I reworked it, cut it way down, and said I don't think you ought to issue it, but you ought to use it as a guide in saying that the President feels that this amendment is both unsound and unwise, and that he urges the House of Representatives to reject it, and then pointing out why it was unsound and unwise.
Well, the House won't get a chance to reject it, will they?
Mr. President, the conferees, of course, from the House will be acting, and under the new House rules, any House member can demand a separate vote on this tax checkoff idea, and the House, therefore, will have a vote, assuming that the conferees keep it in.
How in the hell are you going to get, are you going to try to work the House or not?
Well, we're going to try, Mr. President, we're going to try everything, but I think it's important for you to say that you hope the House, that you urge the House to reject it, so that every step along the way you're fighting
and then we can go
out the dangers. Mr. President, if I might be so bold, I think it would be very helpful if we could have Bill Timmons at breakfast, too.
Fine. Bring him along.
Good. Thank you, sir. Sorry we...